winter. Now, I wrote that at the beginning, I think, of 2010, and then came the winter of 2010-11. I think that was the one. I'm losing count of those winters. But it was the one when snow began in November and then went on and on and on. And I have to tell you, I'm incredibly entranced by snow. And when everybody's grumbling, I'm sort of glowing with joy because of the transfiguration of the whole world and its behaviour. And I love it that the cars can't go and the buses stop and the schools close and the snowballs instead. I just love all that because I suppose I'm associating it very powerfully with this memory of childhood. When the white bear came from the north, its paws were roses, its breath a garland, its fur splinters of steel. Where it lapped at the lip of the river, water held its breath. Where it trod, trees struck silver, fields lay immaculate. The river froze and broke and froze, its heart slowed in its cage, the moon a stone in its throat. The Geminids come and go, Voyager crosses the far shores of space, leaving us lonely, stirred by story. On the longest night, the moon is full, an answering antiphon of dark and light. In winter's cold eye, a star.